Across the UK, on DAB, online and on your smart speaker. Ruth Davidson on Times Radio.
Good afternoon, this is Ruth Davidson here with you for the next hour, and we'll be bringing you all of the sport and culture you can catch this weekend. But first, of course, let's keep talking about that big breaking news of this afternoon. The government has now announced an inquiry into the circumstances behind the murders and attempted murders of babies at the Countess of Chester Hospital to help ensure families get the answers that they need. The 33-year-old Lucy Letby from Hereford was found guilty of murdering seven babies and also the attempted murder of six others. The jury at Manchester Crown Court heard that Letby used various ways to harm the infants in her care, including injecting air into the bloodstream and poisoning with insulin. She is now the UK's most prolific child killer of modern times. Well, Janet Moore is the family liaison coordinator at Cheshire Police. She was speaking on behalf of those officers that were supporting the families.
Today, justice has been served, and a nurse who should have been caring for our babies has been found guilty of harming them. But this justice will not take away from the extreme hurt, anger and distress that we've all had to experience. Some families did not receive the verdict that they expected, and therefore it is a bittersweet result. We are heartbroken, devastated, angry and feel numb. We may never truly know why this happened.
Well, that was Janet Moore speaking on behalf of the families there. Josie Robinson is the Senior Associate Solicitor at Osborne. She specialises in clinical negligence. Josie, thanks for joining us. You know, the families have held her counsel throughout this incredibly long trial and pretty much throughout this incredibly long process. In terms of, you know, having a criminal verdict here, we'll hear a sentencing on Monday. There is also, though, you know, the option of a civil recourse here against the hospital trust, because it was for that hospital trust that Lucy Letby was working at the time at which she committed her crimes.
Yes, that's certainly the case, Ruth. I just wanted to say that I am very much aware of the sensitivity of how this must feel for the families today. The trauma to them must be absolutely immense. And although this verdict may give them some sense of closure, I have no doubt that there will still be a number of questions that remain unanswered. I specialise in bringing civil claims for negligence against usually NHS trusts. And one of the helpful things about bringing these claims is that we can actually seek to have some of these questions that remain unanswered looked at, and also bring the trust to account.
Indeed, and worth remembering in this case, yes, we've had the convictions for seven murders, we've had convictions for six attempted murders, but there's numerous cases where the jury just couldn't find a verdict either way. There will be parents that have no idea how their child died, whether Lucy Letby killed them, whether there was, whether it was of natural causes, whether it was some other issue that had happened on the ward.
Well, that's right. Yes, that's my understanding as well. And I think that there is going to be an independent inquiry. And I've no doubt that a number of these parents will still want to have further investigations undertaken so that they can ascertain whether or not there has been some injury to their children but by the actions of this woman. In terms of whether or not bringing civil claims against the trust, there is potential for parents who've lost their children, whose babies have died, to bring claims for their own psychiatric injury, for the parents suffering because of what they've been through and losing their child. And then also there is the potential for parents whose children have been injured in some way, it can be brain damage, to bring claims against the trust for the injury that their children have suffered. And those claims can, you know, run into millions of pounds, because then you're looking at claims for the care and medical expenses for the children going into the future.
Well, one of the things that we heard earlier, Josie, from that statement that was issued on behalf of the families, was how tortuous this whole process had been, because for many it has been an 8-year process from the time that their child died. We've had the government announce a full independent inquiry, non-statutory, which I would imagine once Parliament resumes, there will be some challenge on, if I'm honest, but a non-statutory independent inquiry. Would any civil claim have to wait until that has returned? Because that could be several more years, or can they run in tandem, in parallel?
My understanding, Ruth, is that they can run in tandem, and I think it will be extremely onerous on those families to have to wait for such a long time for, you know, for the inquiry to be completed. There are some time limits for bringing civil claims. For parents who've lost their children, generally the time limit will be 3 years from the date of death, or from the date of knowledge when those parents sadly knew that their children had died because of the actions of this woman. For parents whose children have been brain damaged or injured in some way, then the limitation period is much longer and will usually be from the date of the child's 18th birthday, a three-year period. But I think it's unlikely that they would have to wait until the inquiry is completed.
Indeed. Well, Luke, thank you so much for explaining all of that to us. That's Josie Robinson, who is a specialist in clinical negligence claims. And now let's get the latest business.